What up, man? What do you want to talk about today? Wear dress fancy. Put on the good clothes for this one.
Chain smoker?
Yeah. Disc golf, man. This is like first shirt my girl got me.
There's a band called Chain Smokers.
Is there? Mm-hmm. Do they smoke a lot of weed?
I don't know.
Were they any good?
They're okay. I only heard a couple of records by them. On this,
Really?
On YouTube. I think they might have done Saturday Night Live, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was probably before my time.
No. No. Maybe before your time. I don't think this group is that old.
Alright. Alright, what are we smoking here? Some...
He says...
Sorbet.
Yeah, that's what he says.
That's what I have downstairs is... a couple from the sorbet collection.
Yeah, a kind of weird look to it, though.
The buds? Yeah, I think I'm going to try the... I mean, I shouldn't try any of them until... I mean, I can take them to the warehouse. If I'm going to throw them away, I'm just going to throw them away. But I think I'm going to try to integrate that sorbet you saw.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's OG looking in with the warehouse. Grow it there a couple times, see how it looks growing into a big... Cause
the, that's what you're saying, right.
And figure out which one tastes the best so I can try it down here in the screen, too. Because I don't know if the Tangies will handle the screen. They don't look like they could. The blood orange, but it looks like the
What do you mean? So you just freestand?
Right now they're freestand, but I want to see if they can handle the screen.
Why'd you start using screens to begin with?
Space. I was growing in a basement. I could fit 3-4 plants under it. Keep them short. Trying to grow hydro.
Is anybody growing? I don't know anybody growing their water right now.
I think I smoked some weed today, this weekend that was hydro. Somebody told me they were growing in hydro. Oh, all that stuff I've been getting from the White Mike has been hydro.
Oh, okay.
So it's, I can't tell the difference. I mean, I don't grow his strains anyway, so how would I know? So the guy had sorbet the other day at the disc golf course. And it had a really jack flavor to me, a hazy flavor. That doesn't have any haze at all in it. Is it creamy to you?
I don't really like the taste, but it is kind of smooth. It has a smoothness about it.
Well, then that would be.
But I really, it's a lot of terps in this.
Really?
Yeah.
Just not ones you like, huh?
Right. What's that one start with a C? Crete. One of them called Crease something?
Carafalin?
I can't remember. There was one of them that I didn't like that much. The characteristics. The terpenes.
I don't taste any. I don't really get any taste in the smoke. It's just...
Wow, that's right. I just ate one of these.
Yeah, it probably doesn't.
Yeah, I just realized that.
Yeah, I don't get any taste. But then again, that's pretty normal for me, so. There's a slight sting. I just hit it like 4 times and I'm starting to get a little.
It's a little sting.
Lung expanse. But not nothing fucking.
Nothing to write home to mother about.
No. I'd like to actually. So I think one of the first ones we're going to get when we do this, because we're going to start doing shows in the next couple weeks. Next week, probably. because I got one left, the one that we did, me and you. That's what I got left to put up.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm out. So I want to start doing shows next week. Start doing, like, I want to go see if we can get to Gary Payton.
Have some guests you need?
No. The Gary Payton strain. There's a strain called Gary Payton.
Oh! Gary, why is that? Who is Gary Payton?
You don't know who Gary Payton is?
No, I don't. If I knew, I wouldn't be asking you.
You are not a basketball fan, are you?
Oh, no.
Then you have no idea. No. Gary Payton was called the Glove.
I do not like... You said basketball?
Yeah, he played in Seattle.
I don't even watch basketball. I don't like basketball. Just, you know, to me, it's a silly sport.
I get you.
I mean, don't get me wrong. They're athletes, and they're good athletes. Don't get me wrong. I just don't like the sport of dribbling the ball and throwing it in the basket. Just, I don't know, something about it.
What sports do you like?
I like rugby. I like football. I like combat rugby. Fighting. Huh?
Where the fuck do you watch rugby?
On TV.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I love Australians rules football, too.
I don't want that. That's not very good.
No, it's not. I like Australian rules.
Australian rules?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like rugby, but it's football, rugby type thing. Oh. From Australia. These guys, and from, I think they do it in New Zealand, too. These are huge behemoth men. And don't wear no pads. And little leather helmets. A couple of them wear little leather helmets. These guys don't have no pads. And they're hitting like, oh man. It's way more brutal than football.
Really?
Oh yeah. They got this thing called a scrum. And like eight guys on this side, and they lock arms around each other's shoulders. And the team that gets the lowest, the quickest, gets the advantage. It's crazy the way you play it, but it's a good spectator sport.
Right.
And I like hockey.
Really?
Because it's fast.
It is fast.
Yeah, and it's another contact sport.
You ever been to a game?
Huh?
You ever been to a game?
No.
Really?
Huh. And I work security at Joe Louis, but I never went to a game. Did mostly rock concerts at Joe Louis.
Oh, for the rocker,
Yeah, that's what all the rock concerts used to be back in the day, Joe Louis.
Yeah, back in the 80s, it was a brand new building.
Plus, they wanted to put the rockers and the rappers, like, over to the side a little bit, instead of being right, you know.
What is right down there is nothing else back then. Cobo?
Yeah, Cobo was there. Ford Auditorium was there. What are you talking about, nothing else?
What's Ford Auditorium? What's that?
Oh, before your time. It was an auditorium right on the riverfront.
Oh, really? Where'd it go?
I guess they tore it down. I don't think it's still there. I'll have to check next time.
Is it by Joe Louis and shit?
Between what used to be called Cobo Hall and the tunnel to go to Canada. And you go down right to the riverfront, there was a building standing up there, a tall building. And it was an auditorium. And they used to have concerts there and symphony orchestras there.
They might still be there.
It was Ford Auditorium is what it was called.
I'm assuming Henry Ford is the one that built it.
And then you had the Masonic Temple. Their concerts is up there.
Masonic Temple's still there.
Yeah.
That's a little north, though, of, like, that's not, because...
Masonic Temple is between Midtown and Downtown. Mm-hmm. Right, Cass Corridor, I think Cass Corridor, yeah. Cass Corridor does like this, then it goes around that area and then down to the end of Downtown. So all that stuff is new now. They've already redeveloped. There's new condos.
Oh yeah, they gotta go. I mean, they're not interested. Like, they've never been interested in preserving shit here.
It depends on where you are.
Yeah, I guess the Fox is still around, but
it's just like that building that you and your girl go to.
Yeah.
That, you know,
the
The bed and breakfast?
Yeah. It's not a bed and breakfast.
Or it's a BRBA or whatever they call it?
It's just a...
Airbnb?
No, it's a fucking hotel.
Oh, okay.
It's an actual hotel that's been there for like since the 80s.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, that building's been
there 97 Winder.
That building's been there forever.
On Winder or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's old as fuck. It's they probably one of those houses that...
They used to be the heroin area where all the real strong heroin would be.
Wasn't that where Black Bottom was?
Down a little further, yeah. But down a little further. And over to where the freeway is. Freeway's a block from there.
I forget how much space the freeway uses up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it uses up...
Several blocks.
So much space in that area.
Yep, several blocks. Plus, you got the Chrysler going and the Fords over here, and, you know.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? The Walter Reuther goes through there. So they tore that whole area up.
Walter Reuther? No, yeah. that's 696.
Yeah, but the Walter Reuther takes you to 696. It's the Walter Reuther in downtown Detroit. That's what it's called. And it turns into 696.
No, 696 is up here.
I mean 96.
96, yes.
You're right. I meant to 96. Say 96.
Yeah, 96, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the one that goes down to the... It takes you to the actual bridge.
Yep. Sure does.
Your exit out to Whiteville,
and
a.k.a. Livonia.
They're hooking that area up now, too. Like, I drove down there the other day. I got a patient down there. He's disabled. So I take stuff down to him. And, man, they're redeveloping that area like crazy. It's going to be... My friend already told me, he says... They get ready to price all the poor people out of that area.
They already are, yeah.
Because they put that bridge in. They tore down a lot of stuff to put that bridge in.
Oh, they already all put that new bridge in?
They're doing it. They tore up all the buildings to start making it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be putting in, I don't know why, but I guess we need another bridge.
You don't go to Canada much.
Nope. Should we have had a bridge 20 years ago?
Yeah, we should have.
But because
the truck traffic by itself, just the trucks, it's millions of them cross that bridge, man. Trucks all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And sometimes it'd be a waiting line. It'd be like half an hour to get on the bridge, and those trucks would be lined up all the way to the other side.
Because they were talking about building the bridge in the early 2000s.
Yeah. It takes a long time to build a bridge. They talk about building bridges for years before they build them. It takes a long time. And then to build them takes a while, too.
It doesn't in certain areas. Some places get them quick.
Depends how big the bridge is.
I just don't understand how such a heavy port. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we actually, that's where you see that the country's gone to shit when it comes to just the investment isn't there. If there was investment from the government... We'd already have that bridge, and it would already help with flow of traffic. Amazon might have picked us. Think about that.
You know what? Just like I said a minute ago, it's a real chore to build a bridge because you got, what do you call it? You got to acquire a certain amount of property, and everybody don't want to sell. And they take it to court. It drags out for 2 or 3 years. Then they finally get all the land, and after they get all the land, and then it's licensing for this and licensing for that. True. And the deep part to me, though, is when they go down to bedrock to put a bridge in, you gotta go down. Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you do it underwater. That shit's impressive.
Yeah, it is, man, because a bridge is huge. Yeah. When you take the top up and all the way down to the bottom, it's a huge structure.
Fuck yeah, it is. We used to drive when I was a kid before my mom passed. We used to go to fucking DUP a lot, like twice a year, three times a year. Maybe even more, might have been more. But we used to go up there all the time, and it was fucking always across that bridge.
Like, that's the Zilwaukee bridge?
No, the Mackinac.
Oh, the Mackinac.
Yeah, you gotta do both. The Zilwaukee was nothing to me. It never felt like anything to me.
I've never been to either one.
Oh, the Zilwaukee doesn't feel like a real bridge.
Oh, okay, so it's not that big of a bridge.
It is.
But it's not like the Mackinac.
No. No, Mackinac, I mean, neither of the bridge, like the bridge, I've never been on Ambassador either.
Get out of here. What the fuck? Get out of here. What do you mean?
I've never been on the Ambassador Bridge. I've always taken the tunnel.
Are you shitting me?
Why take the bridge? The tunnel's so much easier to deal with.
For the scenic. It's much more scenic.
I was young, man, when I was going to Canada. Oh, we didn't give a fuck, and I didn't have any control about who was driving.
I mean, the tunnel was nice.
We're looking for the easiest way into Canada.
Right. If you want to, go quicker, you would go to tunnel.
Yes.
But if you want to really have a sightseeing thing, we could see a long way in every direction. The bridge.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to do it sometime. It's just going to Canada is now a pain in the dick.
It's awesome. The bridge is awesome.
When I was a kid, it was easy, man. When we were 19.
Oh, yeah.
You just
flipped out your ID.
Off you went.
Across the border.
Yeah. What are you doing? Going to get drunk. Okay.
Going to a bar. Going to see some friends. Going to the university.
We always rented a hotel room.
Boy, I used to have a lot of fun over there.
I didn't. That's where I learned I didn't like bars. I didn't like being around people like that.
Man.
I just never felt comfortable and was always... I don't like drinking, so that doesn't help.
Well, see, I had a reggae band back then. And we were booked in Windsor.
A reggae band?
Yeah. Yeah. Called M Bay. And we were booked in Windsor. At the Brow House, within the university's walls, called the Brow House. We booked us for 9 months there.
9 months?
Yeah, and then we got booked at another place. I can't remember the name of this other place. It was down underground. We got booked there for like 6 months. So we were there on Friday and Saturday night. Every Friday and Saturday night, I had to cross the border and go over there. We left our equipment over there.
And you always took the tunnel too, didn't you?
Yeah, because it was quicker. It was quicker.
Never better cross the bridge.
Now, when I was going with that girl at the university, I used to take the bridge.
Oh, see, that's the thing. When we went to, because I was thinking maybe my dad. No, we went over I've been over the bridge in Port Huron because my dad, we went up to Niagara for a vacation or something.
Yeah.
And we went up the bridge over there because I'm like, maybe we can go. Never once when I was a kid. Always the other bridges, man.
Yeah.
Mackinac, Milwaukee, whatever the fuck else. But
did you see what they're going to name this new bridge?
Uh-huh. It's probably going to be named after whatever. It's a company that owns it. It's a privatized bridge.
I think they're still building that bridge?
No. Yeah, they're just about to start.
It's some with an M. So I'm going to use the one that was behind it.
Yeah.
There is a Manoogian, though. There is a filthy rich guy named Manoogian.
Yeah.
I don't know why I felt like that's
me. Alright, so you said something about Granny Ballroom is what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Babe, I'm going to the store.
Just the regular store?
No, I'm
going to
shit.
Oh, no, I'm good.
No, we were talking earlier about Wayne.
Yeah, and then you said the Granny Ballroom, some shit.
Yeah.
You're like, I want to talk about the Granny Ballroom and the commune. So, I think last time we were talking about, you had gone, because you graduated high school, you went to Ford didn't work out, so then you left to Alaska in the 70s?
Yeah.
Because you didn't get, because Alaska, around that time, you're supposed to go to fucking military, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't.
So I went to Alaska and then Nebraska.
Alaska, then Nebraska. And where you were.
Then I went to California. I went to L.A.
L.A.?
Yep, Los Angeles. Stayed there for a year.
What year was that?
Then I moved up to San Francisco. Stayed there for about 6 months. And then I moved back to Detroit.
And then you ended up in the commune.
The commune? Yeah. No. Commune was before that. Wait a minute, let me think. The commune was before that.
Where was it? Where was it?
Where was the commune?
Yeah.
Wayne State University area. It was on Brooklyn. It was on the corner of Brooklyn, I believe, Avery and Brooklyn. It was an old, almost like Victorian house. Had a bunch of rooms. It was like three stories, you know. And like on the first story, you had like the kitchen and like a sitting room and about two or three bedrooms. Then on the second floor, it was all bedrooms and bathrooms. And then on the next floor, it was like maybe four bedrooms. And each bedroom was living two to three people. So in the entire house, it was like 13 people living in the house at you know, one time.
How are you, like, so who owned the house?
We were
renting it?
So, yeah. The guy named President Dave was renting it from somebody. I don't know who he was renting it from.
Oh, but there's no, like, oh, God, we got to hide the fact that there's 13 people, you know.
So,
No.
Oh, man. This is 24 hours. This place was 24/7. Seriously.
People just come in and out.
Well, 13 people living there. It's always somebody up.
That's true.
It was always somebody up. Always music playing. You know, always smoking weed. Oh, my God. Dropping acid, dropping mescaline, smoking weed. Oh, it was a paradise.
Yeah. How did everything get paid for?
You got 13 people. I had a job.
Oh, okay. Communal.
Exactly. Either you had a job or you were selling pills or you were selling weed. I was doing both. I had a job and I was selling weed. You know.
Right.
Oh, yeah. See, like, about 2 o'clock Sunday morning, I would head home to my parents' house, and I would go to work with my dad, working construction. Oh, man, I was making a lot of money. We were working like 6 days, 10 hours. I was bringing home, back then, I was bringing home like $400 a week.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, I was doing it, dude. I had all the fashion shit, the bell bottoms, the leather vest, the Hendrix outfits. I had all this shit.
Hendrix outfits? Like, which ones? Like, just the like crazy loud ones?
Same shit Jimi Hendrix be wearing. Not exactly the same, but in that genre, in that, you know, that
was
style.
Was he around your age? Or is he a little older than you? He's a little older, right?
I don't know. I have no idea. I really don't know.
That would have been cool to meet.
I don't think we were that far apart. No, we weren't that far apart. Maybe 5 or 6 years.
72?
Yeah, 70. Was it 71 or 72? Mm. I think it was 71.
I can't look it up.
But, oh, yeah, you know. But the Grandy Ballroom was the shit back then. Because you could see all the big acts. All of them would play at the Grand. When I say big acts, I mean predominantly rock and roll.
Right.
And then a lot of blues, too, but predominantly rock and roll. Cream, you know, all those kind of bands.
Zeppelin,
all of them. I saw all of them.
What was Pink Floyd like?
Great. They were great. See, back then, didn't have electronic light shows. You know who Lenny Sinclair is?
Who?
Lenny Sinclair. John Sinclair's wife.
Yeah.
She had a light show. I think it was called A Magic Veil. But, you know, it was different back then. They had a big screen up. She would do this oil and water and color show. Then they had like little lights that would, you know, come on and off.
Yeah.
No, it was really ingenious, the shows that she would put on. But she used to do light shows at a lot of the concerts back then.
Hmm. What about, did you get to see Rick James?
Not at the Grandy.
No?
No. I saw Rick James at Cobo.
He was bigger than the Grandy.
At that time, yeah.
Okay. Would he have played the Grandy at some point, you think?
Maybe. You know, he played with a couple of rock bands for a while.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah. Who is it? It's a famous guy. Him and Rick James played together in a band. Fuck, I can't think of his name right now. Famous guy, though. Famous rocker.
I didn't know he played in a band with Rick James.
Yeah. In fact, they were at Motown together. They were at Motown together. They had a little rock band. I think Motown was promoting them. It didn't last long.
Did you ever get to do you said your, who's your most famous, you think, person that you were a bodyguard for? at some point, or security.
Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr.
Where was that?
Fox Theater.
What was it like? Did you get to talk to him?
Yeah.
What was it like talking to Sammy Davis Jr.?
Well, I didn't say much to him. You're really not supposed to talk to him.
Yeah.
But since I was one of the bodyguards for them at the door to protect them from the car in the building,
right,
and protect them while they were in the building. You know, they'd say things to you, say things to them. They might ask you a question.
But you're not fanboying out.
That fucking Frank Sinatra.
What about him? Yeah. I don't even know anything about the guy. I've never... My dad was...
He was the man.
I've heard. He is the man that basically every chauvinistic pig you've ever known looks
like. Well, all those guys were like that. Sammy Davis Jr. They had a thing called the Rat Pack.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Joey Bishop, Dean Martin.
Did, because you know how, like, a lot of them stole black music. You know what I'm saying? Like, Elvis, for example. I don't want to say he stole it. He copped it and never gave credit. And they made him the founder of rock and roll.
I don't think he even knew where the music really came from.
He probably didn't. He was probably that dumb. I think he was literally just some dumb white boy that could shake his hips. And they said, here, dude, here's a song. Sing it like this. And he did it.
And he's a good-looking dude. Because
yep.
He is a good-looking dude now.
Yeah.
I don't know, as he got older, not so much.
Did you ever get to see him?
No.
No?
I did. I wasn't interested in Elvis.
I never have either.
Yeah, I wasn't interested. Even if I could go see him, I wouldn't go see him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, he... Yeah. Why? Oh, yeah. Like, back then, was there hate?
But I mean, I watched him on TV.
No, I know. But, I mean, because you know how there's, like, a backlash against him now, in a sense.
Not so much.
Not so much. But there are some people who are, like, you know, give credit where credit's due.
In the Me Too generation, he wouldn't have fared too well today, the way he was. He's kind of a womanizer.
There's so many people that I can think of from my 90s shows that I watched.
He was a womanizer.
Seinfeld probably wouldn't have fared very well in the Me Too.
Probably not.
And, I mean, it's not even like he did anything wrong. It just, the comedy back then was different. It was the people that ran everything were all men. And people like that, they're running shit, so they think they know everything, and what do they want to see? The shit that makes them happy. Like right now, the new South Park. You gotta watch the new South Park. The two new South Parks are pretty fucking good.
Okay.
One's about...
You're on YouTube, right?
No. Comedy Central.
Oh, okay.
One's about the child migrant thing.
Oh, taking the kids away from the parents?
Yeah, Cartman calls in on fucking Kyle, and Kyle gets separated from his family. It's one of those attention thing. And then Cartman's bragging about it so much at school that he did it, that fucking Stan did it to him because he was pissed off about it. He was sick of hearing him brag about it, so he sent him to the fucking migrant camp, just like he got done. And then the next one's about China, about how every movie, if you want to play in China, you have to follow their rules. So they're basically our movies now. Are all basically China's fucking every, like, how long before China is so powerful that everything has to follow its rules? The rules they have suck.
Not long.
We ain't doing what we doing right
but
now.
But you know what's, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen though. No, I'll tell you what I think is gonna happen.
They'd be knocking on the door within 3 minutes of this broadcast. They'd be like, no. And we didn't even say anything bad yet.
But I think the people of China are going to rebel before that.
I do not.
I do.
I think people are misreading the fact that Chinese people don't care. They enjoy their life the way they are. Not all of them. There are a small percentage of people, obviously, there's always going to be a small percentage of people who are fucking, you know what I'm saying, like, outliers. But the reality is they've spent the last 70 years they've been in power. They spent the last 70 years wiping out a resistance. Anybody that resisted died. Anybody that resisted family died. So they basically were doing their own, how do you say, programming.
Genocide.
Not even genocide. It's programming.
Okay.
They programmed the society.
No, they call it education. They call it...
Yes.
That's what they call it.
They call it education.
Re-education.
But my point is it kills anyone that... It's basically a form of eugenics.
Yeah.
They kill any... your only default... It doesn't matter what you look like. Only default you can have is to not agree with the people in power. So, if you do that, you're dead.
So for every action, there's a reaction. So what do you think the reaction to that would be? One of the reactions. There's a lot of people in China that hate the government. They can't say anything.
Right.
But secretly, deep down inside, they hate... Listen to me. They hate them. It's going to get to a point where the people are going to rebel. I don't care how big an army you got. When the people start rebelling, those soldiers are going to go to the side of the people eventually. They're going to lead those generals and go to the side of the people.
It's not looking that way in China right now, man.
China's not
looking more like North Korea than
revolution. Revolution can happen overnight.
It can, but it can also take 50 years.
Well, it's been more than 50 years.
No, it's been 70, but it could take another 120.
No.
Yeah. Time is not relative when it comes to that kind of situation. I agree. Me and you both are on agreement that technology is going to change it all. At some point, technology is going to... We're already at a point where you're questioning everything because...
And they're sneaking phones into China left and right. Everybody's getting a phone. They might have to hide it. And they have hiding places. And the phones take them to the internet, right?
No, their internet's blocked. They can't get their internet.
They can't get Wi-Fi.
They can't, and it doesn't matter if you can get Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi is controlled by the government.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, any internet coming if this right here, well, we're hooked up. Well, we're not hooked up to Wi-Fi.
Wait a minute. There's no phones that.
There might be some phones that might be able to track into, but you know how fucking expensive and you know how rare those are?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the phone network is where you are. So here, we're on America's network. You take my phone to fucking Sweden,
it's not going to work.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
I've already done it twice.
Right, it's not going
to
work.
Sit over there fucking WhatsApp and got to jump from Wi-Fi to Wi-Fi in order to use your phone?
Crazy. That'll change.
Yes, quick. 5G is going to change everything.
That'll change.
I don't want to say that in such a not a broad term. It's going to change a lot. It's going to be a big step towards some of the sci-fi shit they've been prepping us for.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what it is. The stepping stone.
Mm-hmm.
They can't just rush you up there. It'll blow your fucking mind.
Dude.
They got to take you up a level by level by level. Because when I look at how it was in the 50s,
I know.
People had party lines. The phone was a big, heavy, gigantic, heavy thing,
Remember, it was like, you do remember, like, the future-based things were based on that technology, so everything was fucking massive. Because no one expected, it was Neil deGrasse Tyson, I heard him say that.
The fucking Rogan phones.
You heard that one, right?
Which one?
The Rogan? With
Mike Tyson?
No, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
He had said.
I heard a couple of them.
They thought information. They thought energy would be bountiful. Information.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be the opposite. And that's what, like, if you look at it, that kind of makes sense because so much information, like, it took so much space to hold just a code just to tell a fucking fridge to work.
Oh, it was.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the code that we write now for things, just this phone.
Back in the 50s, a computer would be half the size of this room.
Mm-hmm. And it's only been 60 or 70 years.
That's why, yeah.
It's only been 70 years.
I don't know.
Your lifetime.
I don't know.
Has been fucking unreal. My lifetime has been unreal. We've gone from fucking self, because when I was born, it was 79. So you were alive. 79, you had phone in a house. Not every house had a phone. Not every house had a TV.
Most in 79?
79, yeah.
No, most houses had phones.
What do you say?
And TVs in 79.
80%?
Yeah.
70%.
80.
80?
Oh, yeah. Everybody had television. Everybody had a telephone.
Yeah, with antennas. No one had cable.
There wasn't no cable.
Right.
See,
born, there's no cable.
I go back to where it was just black and white TV. It wasn't no color yet.
Oh, we had a black and white TV.
Wasn't no color TVs yet. They wasn't making nothing in color. Wasn't no color movies yet.
My first memories of TV are basically past TV, watching old ass hockey games on PASS. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Yeah, PASS is one of the first, pay-per-view type things that come along.
And it was like, you got to be prepared for it because it's going to be on for that moment.
Yeah, right. It was PASS. Another one called The Box was around for a minute.
And my uncle had a fucking antenna. I remember my uncle, because I never realized how much wealth was around my family.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad's family was pretty... He was not, I don't want to say poor, because he was a carpenter, so he made decent money, I'm assuming.
Sure.
Back then, built houses and shit.
Carpenters make money.
Yeah, so he made good money. But he wasn't fucking having a goddamn satellite dish or pool, money.
Right.
But next door to my grandpa's house, they had a pool, and the next door neighbor to that, which was my uncle, had a fucking,
Satellite dish. When the big
fights and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Like, that goddamn satellite dish used to be huge.
It's still there, I think. It is huge. Do people still use them?
Yeah, I guess they do.
Fuck it. If it's in and it works.
Yeah, as you know. Yeah.
It works. I mean, but fuck it. No, I don't think they use those
anymore. My friend lives right on 7 Mile, Indiana. He had a big ass pole just thick put in. Or a big giant dish.
Yep. That was, and because my uncle had a shop somewhere in Royal Oak, I'm pretty sure from what I remember, it was on 14 and Main Street area,
mm-hmm.
maybe south of that, whatever it was. Anyways, and they used to make it just for fun. They would make replica Ferraris.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? You knew about that, right? Like in the 80s and 90s, you could buy like a Ferrari that was
really... It was a replica.
Yeah, but it was on like a Fiero body.
Exactly.
That's exactly what
it was on.
Yeah,
Fiero. They would make a Fiero look like a Ferrari.
Oh, yeah. He did.
I remember those. That,
to the point where they got fucking sued. Like, mm-hmm, Ferrari's like, you gotta stop doing
that. You can't do that. Yeah, right.
You're too close, man.
Yeah, they were a lot cheaper than a real Ferrari, too.
They had go-karts. Like indie style go karts that were, I'm not shitting you, because my dad got me one of them back in. My uncle sold them all to someone, and my dad still got one of them for us to work on. We just never really worked on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it had like, the wheels were fucking street wheels that were like 12 inch wheels wide, and it was open wheel style. Torpedo fucking old school, like,
yeah,
and it had a
slick
little fucking motor in the back, dude. It could do 25 miles an hour. I think it might have gone faster. I don't really know.
Yeah,
this was a long time ago, and I never really worked on it because it, I don't know. I wanted to do it with my dad, and then he just never helped me, so it was like,
it didn't get done.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Does he still have it?
No, they sold it. They sold pretty much everything out. Or put it to the curb, one of the two.
Yeah, put it to the curb.
Huh? I think she kept my stepmom kept my class ring and wine glass from my prom.
Mm.
And my prom pictures. Mm-hmm. I got those, but the wine glass, yeah.
Yeah.
When you're going from place to place, things don't really hold as
much. Yeah, back. Right. Things get lost in translation.
Yeah. If you're in a commune, I don't think you... So, like, let's go real quick back to the commune while we're...
Commune living is the bomb. I was in two of them.
There wasn't cult living, so there wasn't, like...
No.
When you hear commune, you think hippie cult.
No, it's not a cult.
I know.
It's people get together. Okay, look. It was 13 of us, right?
All young.
Whatever the rent was, I don't know what it was, but whatever the rent was, it was easy to have it covered.
Yeah.
I think I gave them, I think I paid $25 a month for my room.
Right.
So you say that 13 times.
And that pays the rent.
That pays the rent.
How much is rent back then for a house like that?
I don't know. Maybe $400 bucks. $350, $400. And then you go to
oh, the... Oh, yeah, that includes gas and electric.
Yeah. And then we go to the, what do they call them back then? Like bulk food stores. And buy food in bulk.
Right.
Like, you know, beans and rice, you know, stuff like that. And some meat. And you come back and they make stews one day. One day we have stew. Next thing we have spaghetti. So everybody bought together.
Right.
So for like 10 or 15 bucks a week, you eat all week. You know. It's always somebody cooking. It's always some food. So it's good living.
Yeah.
If you can find people that can actually get along.
Yeah.
People that can get along. If you don't get along, it ain't gonna work.
It's more about finding. I think it's more about finding a group of people that don't. You gotta find people like us who just, when you do things, I don't expect things.
Right, and people that are what they call like minded.
Yes.
You know?
Like me and my fiance, well, wife, whatever you wanna call her.
Right, right.
You know, I don't clean.
She does.
She does.
But y'all understand that.
Yeah, she don't want to cook. I like to cook.
There you go.
What do I don't like? Why don't I cook? Because then I have to clean the shit. But now I don't have to clean it.
So you cook.
I'll cook. That's what I loved about cooking in the kitchen. The one thing that always was made it easy is that. Is knowing that you had everything right there. So you got everything you're making in that moment that you need prepped up. And then on top of it, when I'm done with it, someone else gonna do it.
Clean it up.
Yeah.
Like I mean, Martha Stewart up.
Well, you got a dishwasher for a reason. I don't got time.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta make this food.
That's right. I've worked in restaurants before. I've been dishwasher before.
I never was an actual dishwasher.
Oh, yeah. I wash dishes, man, with that big old dishwasher, big steamer. You have to rinse the plates off, put them in the rack, push them in there, pull that thing down. All kind of water and steam. You come out that motherfucker. You got to open it up. Steam's hitting y'all in the face. Pull the motherfuckers out.
When put them on a drying rack. When's the last time did you do that?
I did. Huh?
When's the last time you did that?
Oh, I don't know. Who was I? 20? 21 years old?
Yeah, that's what I figured. Something like that. Because once you get in security, then you ain't washing dishes.
No.
Especially if you're good at it.
I only did that a couple of times.
Like, if I'm working in a kitchen, because, I got in, like, normally you do it to get in. I got lucky and they didn't need one, but they needed a garmage. So I got in as garmage. You know what I'm saying? So it was, like, easy, kind of, like, get in, not have to do dishes. But, like, I'm not going back to dishes. If I go back to the kitchen now, I might actually. I thought about it. There's times I thought about it'd be just fun to go and play, like, wash dishes because they work at the Green Lantern.
See, we had two washers.
Yeah, yeah.
See, we had the dishwasher, and we had the pot washer. I was the pot washer. I didn't wash any dishes.
Oh, you just
all I washed was pots.
For what kind of restaurant?
It was a university.
Where?
In Alaska.
Oh, okay.
In Alaska.
Yeah.
And so I just did pots. And when they had banquets, I had to do the banquet floors.
Like clean them?
Yeah. And every night I had to do, in the student union, I had to do the main floor. Every night. So it was interesting.
Yeah. I've done so. I mean, that's...
It paid really good.
Did it?
Oh, man. It paid really good. And see, because I worked for the university, I got a meal ticket. And... They furnished me with a room. Oh, a dorm room.
Food and board. And you got paid.
And I was making, I think, $23 an hour.
Back then? That's fucking ridiculous.
They paid more on the pipeline. Pipeline paid between $35 and $50 an hour.
Oh, my God. How are they still paying the same amount, man? You realize that, right? Like... If you go try to get a job on a pipeline right now, you're probably making 40 at the most. It went up $5,000.
You
on a pipeline. Sorry, let me rephrase that. Because that one's done. They're working on other ones. But you get my point. That was in the fucking 60s and 70s.
Yeah, 70. 76. 70. I think it ended in 76 or 77.
So in my lifetime, it's gone up
What's gone up?
Nothing. It's gone up. That's my point. If you work on a pipeline right now, you're starting out at 35 grand a year. Or maybe a little, you might get 50.
You're probably making...
Or 35 bucks an hour.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. 35 bucks an hour, not about a year. 35 bucks an hour, because that's right. More than 35 a year.
Yeah.
Because I made 35 at 15. But I'm saying $35 an hour is probably your starting rate still. Maybe.
See, 40. But when the pipeline was being built, they paid more.
But I'm saying they're still building pipelines. You think they just stopped?
No, they're still building that pipeline.
In there, yeah.
But they got people that have to do maintenance on that pipeline.
No, I know, but there's actual pipelines. Like Dakota's talked about going...
Oh.
To do, like, because you...
The one they're going to have...
In Montana or some shit like that over
it's
there.
It's going to go from Canada down to...
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever pipeline that they're working on.
Yeah.
He could go work on it right now.
Okay.
I'm going to have to ask him. I'll find out. So we can find out next time. Be like, hey, yeah.
So he's Indian, right?
Uh-huh.
So he gets a preference.
Really?
He gets what they call early call. Ooh, or a minority call.
Call him.
Or a minority call. He's got to go there, though. He's got to go there, wherever their headquarters are there, and give him his name.
You think that shit still goes on?
And they'll put him... I don't know.
That's true.
I'm just telling you how it went back then.
Yeah.
And they put your name on a list, okay? And then when they have call, they need people, you have to go down to the Union Hall every morning, and you sit there, and they'll call your name, and that means you're going to be hired on the pipeline. But since there wasn't a lot of minorities up there, they had something called minority call. They had to do it once a month. So if you were a minority, you almost surely got a job when they had minority call. Because there's so few. So everybody knew that because I was a minority, I would get on, you know. And it was okay, but it wasn't my cup of tea. The job at university was so much nicer. Yeah. You went up on the tundras up there, man, 75 below zero with the wind chill.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
You know what they do with the trucks? They start them up, and they never cut them off all winter. They run 24 hours. You never cut the truck off. Like the big transfer trucks and shit.
Yeah.
They run 24 hours, man.
That is...
They never cut them off.
Fucking insane.
I know.
The world's crazy. It's getting crazier. So, alright, till next time. Ugh. Awesome.